one of the standouts of the first 3 weeks of organized team activity, is in studio with us right now, wide receiver Chris Hogan. Chris, thanks for coming by here.
Thanks for having me.
I asked you a couple of weeks ago, I said, Chris, you look bigger. And you said, no, actually, I'm a little smaller than that. Is that right?
Yeah, I lost a little bit of weight.
What, was that by design, or is that just...
I think it just would help me in the long run. You know, just trying to keep up with these guys on the field and trying to work on my just overall speed.
Chris Hogan, wide receiver for the Bills, in studio with us. If you got a comment or question for Chris, he's with us for the next 10 minutes or so. And the lines are open at 803-0550. Also, toll-free 1-888-550-2550. You are here tonight because, as we said, the players are on the field tomorrow for the mandatory minicamp. But you actually had a full team meeting tonight, right? Everybody
yep.
got together.
Yep.
What was that all about? What goes on there?
We, you know, just some typical stuff, going over the schedule, you know, making sure everyone knows, you know, where to be and what time. You know, we had a little media relations training, just, you know, knowing that the media is definitely going to be on the field and you know, knowing how to compose yourself off the field as well as on the field.
What do you think of that? I mean, you're a guy who's been around, you know, Penn State, at least lacrosse program. Do players need that sort of instruction, do you think?
I think so. I mean, I think it's good. If not, it's a good reminder just to know, you know, just how to – you know, I think most guys on the team know how to conduct themselves in, you know, interviews, and, you know, they've done it countless number of times throughout college and their career in the NFL. So, you know, it's just a reminder, really, just helpful little hints, you know, questions that you might get asked and how to respond to them.
You know, it seems to me that in recent years, when players get in trouble for comments they make, it's not so much talking to mainstream media as much as it is through social media.
Yeah, I mean, that's the crazy part about, you know, today's day and age and in the game. It, you know, social media has become such a huge part of, you know, whatever professional sport it is, or just, you know, just in general. So you really have to, I mean, that was part of our training too, the Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You know, you just have to watch what you say and make sure that everything that you put out there is in a positive light.
You've been around the league. This is, I believe, your fourth year coming up now. You've been mm-hmm. around the NFL, Dolphins and Bills. And do you find that some players at your position want to create their own persona, like whether it's through social media or through the regular media? I mean, some guys want attention and want to be interviewed and want that sort of
I think, you know, everyone's out there to create their own brand, you know, everyone. And
everyone is?
Yeah. I mean, if you're in the NFL and you have that, you know, that jersey on your back and you have Bills, you know, you're creating your own brand name and you have the jersey on the back of your number and everything. And, you know, you want to be able to create your own brand and obviously in the most positive way you can do that. So, you know, using social media to your advantage is a great way to promote yourself and to promote your team and everything that you're doing.
What's Chris Hogan's brand? What would you like to be your brand?
Man, my brand is that, right now it's, you know, I'm a hardworking guy, you know, doesn't have much of a background in football, and, you know, whatever people don't know that about me, is to know that I'm out there working hard every single day trying to make this football team.
I thought you were going to say 7-Eleven might be your brand.
Oh, I mean, that's in there. That's
it's a big part
that's
of
in the that's in the profile. Yeah. Absolutely.
I even hear during the OTAs a week or two ago, you'll make a play during practice and somebody, one of your teammates, will yell out 7-Eleven. I mean, if you 3 years later, you still hear that.
Yeah, I got that following me wherever I go, hopefully for the rest of my career, you know, I can keep that up.
Do you ever actually go into a 7-Eleven?
I've been into a couple 7-Elevens.
Like, does anybody say anything? Like,
nah. I mean, I'll get my chops busted a couple times if I walk in there.
Think of the endorsement opportunity. Chris Hogan is in studio with us, the Bills receiver. We're talking about the mandatory minicamp, which starts tomorrow. The OTAs, 3 weeks, no pads, practice. But you must feel like you kind of made somewhat of a statement during these last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these practices that we have, you know, it's really all about, you know, knowing what you're doing on the field and, you know, putting some good stuff on tape, you know, going into the mini camp and then obviously going into training camp too. So, you know, these OTAs are a good opportunity for you to, you know, get timing down with EJ and all the other quarterbacks and take the time to learn the, you know, all the new stuff that we put in offensively and then special teams, all that kind of stuff. You know, it's a good time. It's a good period to, you know, talk about it and work out what you need to do on the field, and prove that, you know what you're doing.
How much changes tomorrow in terms of these practices when you get to the mandatory part of this offseason?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I think a lot of guys are going to be excited. You know, now we have, we weren't really missing that many guys throughout OTAs, but we got a full team here. I think a lot of guys are excited to do this mini camp. And, you know, we got three more practices, really. And then we have this break and then going into training camp. So I think, you know, everyone's going to be pretty excited about these practices going in here. You know, there's going to be, it's going to be up-tempo. It's going to be fast. It's going to be fun.
Chris, you mentioned how these OTAs and this all this off-season time, a lot of it helps you get acclimated to the offense. Is there very much difference in the offense now as there was a year ago? I mean, I'm sure there are some new wrinkles, maybe some new plays.
Yeah, new wrinkles, new little things that, for us to, help our game as an offense. So really, it's really just building off of what we had last year and, trying to make that better than it was.
How does EJ Manuel look to you during the practices you've seen?
I think he looks great. I mean, I think EJ he's really taken a pretty good leadership role in this offense. And you can tell, just his work ethic. He's working, before practice, after practice, his days off, I can see it. I think a lot of other people can see it, that he's really working at his craft at the quarterback.
And I was mentioning this in the first half hour of the show. There's a lot to be said for that, isn't there? And a lot to be said for coming back into the same offense for any player, but especially a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you see guys do that day in and day out. You build a lot of respect, doing that. And, I think that's part of being a professional, though, and being a football player, is taking the time to do all that kind of stuff to get better at, your position.
It seems that during the course of these OTAs the last 3 weeks, you've kind of, whether you did it or they've done it for you, your role has become more defined. They're using you a lot as a slot receiver, it seems.
Yeah. I've had a lot of opportunities throughout these OTAs, running with, whoever it is. I think I've made the best of those opportunities that I've been given, and hopefully, I'll just carry those into minicamp and then keep on going through training camp.
How do you like working inside as a slot guy?
I mean, I like it a lot. I mean, I think it's a fun part of the game for me. It involves just, there's a little bit more thinking involved, reading defenses and kind of knowing, what to expect here and, what coverages they're going to give you and that sort of stuff, so...
Is there a lot of decision making on the fly, on the run? I mean, adjusting to what the defense is saying?
Yeah, this is the NFL, so I mean, you got to adjust on the fly a number of times. So you just have to, knowing what you're doing is key, and then after that, letting your instincts take over, and the slot is good. It's a good time.
I was talking to somebody watching OTAs a couple weeks ago about you in particular and watching you out of the slot, and somebody said, what you're trying to do is maybe what Wes Welker did with the Patriots and with Denver. I mean, Wes Welker was not a heralded college prospect when he came into the NFL. Playing with a Hall of Fame quarterback obviously helps, but he defined a role for himself and maybe revolutionized the position of a slot receiver. Do you agree?
Yeah. I mean, Wes is a guy, even when I wasn't even playing football, is a guy that you love to watch just because of how he worked on the field, because he wasn't going to blow by people with his speed, and he obviously wasn't going to go up over top of people because he was a smaller receiver. But watching him, you can kind of try to model your game a little bit after him, and he's definitely changed the face of the slot receiver position for a lot of teams, I think.
I read in an article that's up on our website that in the slot, you consider the first step or first couple of steps as the key to getting open.
Yeah, just in football in general, I mean, the first step is so huge. I mean, if you have a good first step, you're going to have put yourself in a good opportunity to be able to put yourself where you want to be on the field. And that's obviously something that I was working on this year, trying to have a good first step off the ball and, obviously building up, my top speed and everything.
I've talked to you about this before over the last few months. There's a lot of competition in that wide receiver room. Do you feel it? I mean, does everybody realize? You look around the room and say, we've got some talent in here.
Oh, there's a lot of talent in that room right now, but that's the way that you would want it, I think that this room has got a lot of, promise. There's a lot of talent in that room, and we can do some pretty great things, as long as stay together, buy into everything, and obviously just keep competing, stay healthy, And, you know, we can do some pretty good things this season.
Look forward to watching you in the next few days out there. Chris, thanks for coming by here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Wide receiver Chris Hogan, the Buffalo Bills receiver. The mandatory minicamps start tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, and we'll have more on that coming up on tomorrow night's show.